Good morning, everyone. Chris Moore here, the Frederick Golf Guy, your humble hacker of the fairway airwaves. Really excited to be back for year 14 of the Frederick Golf Guy on WFMD, and I'm glad to be joined again by my co-host Bob Miller as we look at everything golf in Frederick County and beyond. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about my travels in the off-season, where I've been and where you should go. And it's Masters Week. We'll be talking a lot about the Masters. We'll have all that and so much more coming up.
It's time for the Frederick Golf Guy, brought to you by GolfFrederickMD.com, by Barley and Hops, Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, and by Potomac Legal for aggressive representation. Now, let's get ready to tee it up with the Frederick Golf Guy, Chris Moore.
You're going to beat me in golf?
This is Chris Moore, and welcome to the show. Those who know me understand that I don't have a lot going on business-wise from November to January, so I'm lucky enough to be able to do some traveling for golf during that time frame. In the here's what I did on my summer vacation mode, here's where I went last winter.
Mesquite, Nevada.
Last November, I returned for a second year with a local group to one of my all-time favorite destinations, Mesquite, Nevada. Located just over an hour from Las Vegas, the courses that surround Mesquite are unlike anything that you have experienced on the East Coast. Elevation changes, mountain vistas, desert wildlife. These courses just teem with a beauty that you have to experience. We started off the trip with an early flight into Vegas. No golf on arrival day, but it was Sunday, so plenty of NFL football. Everyone loves spending a day there, whether it be for the upscale casinos, live music, or even a show. We were able to relax and prepare for our 4 days of golf. Both years, we started at Coyote Springs, a Jack Nicklaus signature design out in the middle of nowhere that's just under an hour from Las Vegas. We lucked out a bit as the prevailing wind that usually blows here was down a bit. This course has more than a half dozen holes that would be considered signature holes at any other course. It truly lives up to its ranking as the number 5 course in the state of Nevada. After about a 45-minute ride, we checked into our hotel in Mesquite. For day 2 this year, we stayed in Mesquite at the Oasis Palmer course. It's part of a 36-hole facility, the other being Oasis Canyons. I hate to sound like a broken record, but once again, the vistas are just spectacular. This is where all but one episode of The Big Break Mesquite was filmed. Day 3 took us into Utah again. While last year we visited Sand Hollow, this year we opted for Coral Canyon. The trip itself is an important part of the experience as you wind through the Virgin River Gorge, a couple of miles on a highway that are cut through the mountains with one of the most spectacular views you'll ever see. Coral Canyon is located in what many call color country in St. George's, Utah. Views of both Bryce Canyon and Zion National Park make this a special location. For day 4, we saved the best for last, Wolf Creek, only 5 minutes from the hotel. I truly believe that if they ever build a golf course on the moon, they'll call up the designers of Wolf Creek for some input. The elevation change was more dramatic than in any of the others we played. I've never seen more speed bumps on the cart paths anywhere else before, but they're truly needed. Although most of the tee balls were visually intimidating, once you reached the fairway, it was a very playable golf course. It's been consistently rated in the top 50 in the country by Golf Digest. I can say that I wholeheartedly agree, as only Pebble Beach rates higher on my list, and not really by that much. One course that I will definitely play again and again and again. I think Mesquite, Nevada is truly one of America's best yet unknown destination. The price is reasonable. While Wolf Creek runs about $180, the other courses are all in the $90 to $130 range. The true determination of how great this trip was lies with the participants. Year 1, we had 7 guys. In year 2, we went up to 9 and plan to return this November with as many as 16. Also traveled to some great destinations in December and January and March. This year's media trip was in Palm Springs for the second year, And I was able to really play some fantastic courses there. And I played some golf in Jamaica in January. That's more of a trip for music. And, of course, every March means Myrtle Beach. And we're going to go through some of these to other destinations later on in the year. We'll be back with This Week in Golf right after this. Barley & Hops is Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, combining a unique mix of award-winning craft beer, amazing food, regular happy hour specials, and live local music. New owner Lori Keough brings together the perfect blending of a remarkable brewmaster and executive chef, making Barley & Hops a destination beyond compare. Brewmaster Eric Gleason not only won the Controller's Cup, formerly called the Governor's Cup in 2016, but he also won 20 additional medals, including 7 golds. Executive chef Jake Howard brings together comfort food and pub fare with his own signature stylings in a beer-centric manner. Additionally, Barley & Hops features free live local music every Wednesday and Friday nights. Located on Urbana Pike just in front of Target, go to their website at barleyandhops.net and like their Facebook page, or give them a call, 301-668-5555. Barley & Hops. We all know legal problems can be a challenge. Allow David Kinderman and the staff at Potomac Legal the opportunity to provide advice and guidance to ensure an excellent result. Whether it be a traffic issue like a DUI or other criminal matters, they can help. And you should really be prepared for the unexpected before it's too late. Check out their website to better understand your constitutional rights and what to do and not do when stopped by a police officer. They can also help you understand your rights and obtain maximum compensation if you've been injured due to the negligence of another. Call David Kinderman of Potomac Legal at 301-762-7900. That's 301-762-7900. Or you can visit them on the web at potomac.legal. That's potomac.legal for aggressive representation.
Now back to Chris Moore, the Frederick Golf Guy, online at golffrederickmd.com.
Hello, Mr. Golfer. Yeah, it's me, Mr. Squirrel. Yeah, hi. Just a harmless squirrel, not a plastic explosive or anything, nothing to be worried about.
There's just something about the first few weeks of April. The cherry blossoms are in full bloom down the road in D.C. March Madness concludes. Baseball opening day at numerous parks across the country. But my favorite part is the unofficial opening of the golf season with the first major, the Masters, in Augusta, Georgia. While normally this would be less than a third into the PGA season, the early start to the year for purposes of the FedEx Cup makes it near halfway through. There are so many storylines here that it would be impossible to go through them all, but I'll give it a try with as many as I can. Let's start with world number one, Dustin Johnson. Winner of his last three tournaments, DJ has the largest lead at the Masters in the world rankings since Tiger in 2005. Every part of his game is at its best. So what does he do to prepare? He falls down a flight of stairs on Wednesday at his private rental. His ability to contend is in jeopardy for sure. Jordan Spieth has been his best at Augusta. This will be his fourth, and he's finished second, first, and second. And were it not for a meltdown at number 12 in last year's tournament, he'd have won his second. He's the consensus best putter on tour, and that's always critical at Augusta. He'll likely be in the hunt, but will he have enough to go over the top on Sunday? Phil Mickelson's always looking to make history, and winning here this week will make him the oldest winner ever at 46, just slightly older than Jack when he won at 46 in 1986. He's still at the don't count him out stage of his career and still has a few more years here as a threat. Jason Day can finally put all of his thoughts on his game as his mom's health improved a bit in recent days. Don't forget that he had a hot streak that rivaled DJ's just a short time ago. But my pick for the weekend is Rory McIlroy. While the former world number one has been inconsistent of late, he needs this to join a select group with a career Grand Slam. When he's at his best, he wins majors by 8 strokes. No one else in the field has that going for them. Think I'll take a seat on Sunday with my big flat screen TV. This is Chris Moore, and that's This Week in Golf.
We're here with Flatfoot Sam Padel of the Educated Fools. Sam, who we got this week at Barley and Hops?
Well, Chris, we have Black Rhinoceros this week on Wednesday the 12th with their Nerd Blues Rock. And then on Friday the 14th, we have Red Sammy with their deeply emotional Rock and Roll. They're from the Charm City area.
That's Wednesday 6 to 9 and Friday 7 to 10 at Barley and Hops.
Well, Bob, back for year 14 of the Frederick Golf Guy. I'm so excited. Starting to play golf 3 times a week for the next few months. I know we're going to get out there with winners every week.
They said it would never last, Chris, and you proved them wrong.
I did prove them wrong. I'm so blessed. I am living the dream, as some people like to say, and spend all my time at golf courses and in bars. How can that be a bad thing?
An entrepreneur at best.
An entrepreneur for sure.
There you go. Yeah. So, you know what? It is great. I mean, golf, of course, beautiful weather to begin the beginning of the week. Got a little rain on Thursday. Okay, not a little rain, a lot of rain on Thursday. You know what? We're looking forward to some great golf, and the courses should be in great shape. Had such a mild winter, so they should be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, other than the 6 inches of snow the second week of March, which is
better than 36 than we had a couple years ago.
No kidding. Well, I always love to talk about Mesquite. I talk to strangers all the time about when I'm talking about golf. I'm selling Frederick golf at golf shows, and I see somebody with a Mesquite hat on, and I go crazy. And it's, oh, you've been there. It's unbelievable. It's truly my favorite destination in the country. And sure, there's places out there where you might have courses that are a little nicer. But I'll tell you, for the value you get for the quality of the courses, it's amazing.
Now, let me kind of, as I was listening to in the beginning of the show, is this something that you get as a package, or mm-hmm. you just go out and buy the hotel and you buy the golf, and or is it just one package deal and you get the whole, like a breakfast or something?
We get everything through Golf Mesquite Nevada, which is similar to what I do with Golf Frederick. So there's people out there that they put us in the Holiday Inn Express, and we're out there with. This year, they're planning on giving us an extra little hospitality room because we're going to have like hopefully up to 16 people this year. The one thing that they is limited in Mesquite, I can say, is not quite the restaurant mecca that Frederick is. There's maybe about a half a dozen or so halfway decent restaurants in Mesquite. It's out in the middle of, you know, it's an hour plus away from Vegas, but the golf courses are just spectacular, Bob. I'll tell you.
Well, you know, hopefully people.
I can't say enough about the Wolf Creek. It's literally by a small bit second favorite to Pebble Beach.
And, wow, and that's a lot.
That's saying a lot. And as I said, if they ever build a course on the moon, they'll talk to the people and say, how the heck did you do that? Well, what about the Masters, Bob? I'm always excited. It seems that my show always starts right around when the Masters is about to start. And this year, sure, there's no Tiger, but there's a lot of great players out there.
Just, first of all, when you look at the Masters, you've never played Augusta, I don't think, right?
Nope.
I've never played Augusta.
Never even been there.
If you look at that place, it's just there's not an ugly picture that I've ever seen at Augusta. It just looks like it's one of the most beautiful places on earth. You were just talking about Wolf Creek and what a great golf course, but you know, just walking. It's on my bucket list to try to get a ticket. I mean, I'll get on the list and maybe get one in 10 years. I don't know. But, you know, other than the golf that's going to be played there, it is just, this is where everybody wants to play. This is, you know, if you're invited to the Masters, there's a reason. And these guys to play this, I love watching it. I love the views. I love the golf.
And one of the guys that I spend some time with when I'm out traveling during the off season at golf shows is a guy named Greg Wall. And Greg's dad was Art Wall, who won the 1959 Masters.
Oh, wow.
So he and his family, they get eight or ten tickets every year, and the entire family goes down there every year for that. So it's kind of spoiled for somebody like him, and he's a pro up in Pennsylvania. And but it's just amazing. He's was telling me some stories about that, and I'm sure there's some listeners who remember Art Wall.
Yep, obviously. Yep. So
great.
Well, you took, if I'm not mistaken, Rory McIlroy to put on the green jacket this year. Dustin Johnson, of course, the big story. Fell down on, I guess it was Wednesday, hurt his back. They told him not to do anything. I was watching the Golf Channel that night, and they were talking about, hey, you know, is he going to go get an MRI? Did he go to the doctor? And they said, nope, they just told him to do nothing.
And the lucky part for him is he has the last tee time of the day.
Yeah.
2:07 or something like that, so that he's going to be able, on that first day, on Thursday, able to do that, of course.
Right. They talked about him going to their, the physical therapist and the people that they have on staff, ready to help all the golfers. And if it's still tight, if still this, then they're going to, they'll have time to go to the hospital or go somewhere to get an MRI. I guess, if you're Dustin Johnson, you can probably, cut in line.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Private ones, maybe.
You think so?
I'm thinking he's got a few dollars.
So he doesn't have to wait in line at Frederick Memorial, huh?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. So you took Rory, and I said when you came by on Thursday to chat up the Freddie Golf Guy show, I said, well, I'm going to pick a dark horse, and I took Ricky Fowler to put on a green jacket so he can then wear, a straight-brimmed green hat someday.
Yeah. That'll be fun. I think everybody loves Ricky, and Ricky has, no doubt he has the game. It's a question of, you see what happened to Jordan Spieth last year on the 12th hole. And I'm looking there, and I'm saying, why is he shooting at this pin? Hit it to the middle of the green. He shoots at the pin, misses a shot by maybe 5 yards, and it goes in the water.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that was a learning experience for Jordan. And if you've been in three Masters tournaments, you finished second, first, and second, you're going to be there on Sunday this year. And one way or another, the thing with that Jordan is so spectacular at is the flat stick. And he's going to be the one that you've got to be able to. And when you've got greens that are running like glass, like they are at Augusta, you've really got to be so precise with your putting, because pretty easy to have when you have a long putt, to leave one 8 feet short or run it 8 feet by, and those 8-footers, that you've got to decide whether you want to ram them in or you want to play them with about 4 inches of break. I'll tell you, those really make for this tournament.
And the other thing about Augusta is that I think this is a course where you look at a guy like, say, John Rahm, who just, can bang the ball, Dustin Johnson, they kind of have to take a little bit off. This is not a just straight bang it down the course. You got to shape a lot of shots at Augusta, and there's a lot of thinking when it goes to
Augusta.
And
I think, too, the issue with the wind this year, although the wind's supposed to be down on Saturday and Sunday, Thursday and Friday, it's 20-plus mile-an-hour winds. And I'll tell you, when you have to land a ball within a couple of yards, these guys can do it.
Right.
But when there's a 20 or 25 mile-an-hour wind, not as often.
Yeah, that's okay. Hold on a second. So now you're aiming 12 feet to the left or 20 feet to the left, because we know how far the wind's going to blow it. And some of those winds are very unpredictable. So should be a very interesting Masters. And we only have a day to figure out who puts on the green jacket, hopefully.
Looking forward to it at all. I'm going to be playing later today at Penn National. Every year I go up to my friend Kevin Riber, who's the pro up there, puts on a thing of Masters Saturday, where we play around, and then we randomly pick one of the top 25 or 30 players. There's like 30 guys in the tournament. And whatever that guy's score for that day is added onto your net score to see who wins the money.
Oh.
And then we watch the third round of the Masters at a place in Waynesboro. So
cool. Sounds kind like of fun.
Neat thing. Yeah, everybody has their little traditions that they do. This has become one of mine over the last 4 years that I've been going up there. And it's, Penn National's a wonderful golf course.
Absolutely.
Well, Bob, Golf League, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I'm screaming to people, I need some players, especially on Wednesday and Thursday. I've got room. I don't need players, but I have some room. Tuesday is, as always, my same regulars that have been playing for some of these guys. This will be their 14th year, and this is my 14th year doing it.
Wow.
Some guys from Hager, a group from Hagerstown, very good friends now, and I'm looking forward to that. If you have questions or want some more information as far as the schedule and everything, go to golffrederickmd.com, all that, which also means that we start our play around with Bob and the Golf Guy.
And we're going to be doing that on Wednesday.
Going to be doing that on Wednesday in the spring. And usually what I do is I'll play Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the spring, Tuesday and Thursday in the summer, and maybe then just Tuesday in the fall. So we'll probably move it to Thursday in the summer, and we'll figure out what to do in the fall. But if you're interested in why wouldn't anybody be interested in playing a round of golf with you and I, Bob?
I don't know. And the only requirement that we have is that you're able to make it to the golf course on time and maybe have your own clubs. You can borrow somebody's, I guess, but
You don't need to have actually your own clubs, but you actually need to bring a set of clubs with you.
Yeah.
We actually like that if you have balls and tees.
And all that stuff. Yeah.
We also like if you can actually play the game a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we're not looking for somebody who needs, you don't need to break 100 because we don't want people beating up on you too badly, Bob.
Oh, hey.
But
every year is a new year. Every year is a new year.
Every year is a new year, and we keep counting. And one other thing that I wanted to talk about, Bob, what about that ridiculous ruling on Lexi Thompson last week?
You know what? I missed it. So I know that a lot of people are coming out. Tell me what it was.
Well, the bottom line here is that a viewer emailed in the day after, and it was about a ball placement on the green that was less than an inch, and they gave her a 4-stroke penalty. Wow. While she was on the 13th hole with a 3-stroke lead, so she went from a 3-stroke lead to down one. She did come back and sank like a long putt on 18 to send it into a playoff, then lost in a playoff. Just let's stop being ridiculous. Let's stop taking viewers' emails to go in and say, hey, you know, we might have checked this out. Let's put a rule together that where people can actually say, if there's an issue, it'll be decided before the start of the next round. And none of this going back a day and a half later and saying, oh, by the way, we think you moved your ball a little bit, and we're going to penalize you 4 strokes. Sort of like what DJ went through last year at the U.S. Open when they were questioning whether or not they were going
to penalize him.
And they ended up penalizing him 2 strokes. Lucky enough, he had like a 3 or 4 stroke lead and was able to hold on.
But they changed the rule then because of that, right? Where they determined that he did not did not cause the ball to move.
I know. It's just one of the reasons why golf still is not growing is all of this some of the stupid little rules that they have. Yeah. What about it would be like you talk about, oh my word, I think there was a foul that they didn't call. Let's like reverse the score on that championship game.
Well, a lot of people in the NCAA thought that maybe there should have been a few maybe reversed. But you know what? Here's the thing that I look at these golfers and I see what they do, and when I'm playing and I see them addressing the ball behind it like in the rough and stuff, there's not too many times that I don't address the ball in the rough and I see it move a little bit. It's not a big deal to me because I'm not trying to do anything, but you see it kind of oscillate just a little bit and I'm like, these guys don't, that doesn't happen to them all the time. I mean, when they're in the rough and they're taking these wild cuts at it in this big rough and it doesn't ever move, find that amazing that it never does. I guess that's why they're
professionals.
I think
what we have to do is we have to get to a more sane approach to did they gain anything?
Right.
And if they gained something by this rules violation that they made, fine. You know, no harm, no foul is it's never going to happen in golf, no harm, no foul. But let's get something that's a little closer.
Well, it's a gentleman's game.
It is a gentleman's game. As I said, play around with Bob and the Golf Guy. Go to WFMD.com. You can register. We also have a charity tournament focus here on the Frederick Golf Guy. If you've got a tournament you'd like us to talk about it on the air, send an email to chris@golffrederickmd.com. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoy the show. I want to thank our sponsors, Barley and Hops and Potomac Legal. I also want to thank WFMD Morning Man Bob Miller. Join us next week as we visit the courses in Frederick County and beyond. Have a great day on the course.